Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The left fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting third. The third baseman, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bud Schilley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Saul Ragovin. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Saul Ragovin. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Verbal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Klutz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Hudson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Sid Hudson. And now, play ball. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is hit by the pitch. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn strikes out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball four. Bud Schilley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilley hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Verbal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vernon. The throw from Sheely, and Carrasquel drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Jean Verbal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbal takes first base on ball four. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vernon scores. Verbal moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Senators, 1. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verbal scores. Klutz moves to second. It's 2-1, Senators. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Saul Roggoven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roggoven hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Klutz and he is safe. Fox steals second. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's White Sox, 2, Senators, 2. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Klutz and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-1 in the game. Cohn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cohn. The throw from Sheely and he is safe. Cohn steals second. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cohn moves to third. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cohn scores. It's 3-2, Senators. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roggoven fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudson covering, for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheely is hit by the pitch. Zarrilla moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up beyond short. Runnels can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Zarrilla scores. Sheely moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Senators, 3. Saul Roggoven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roggoven is 0-for-1 in the game. Roggoven hits a line drive into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive towards first. Vernon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Verbal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbal is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Verbal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Roggoven covering, for the out. One out. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Klutz takes first base on ball 4. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roggoven fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stewart hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Minoso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Stewart scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zarrilla hits a pop-up towards short. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sheely hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCormick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Saul Roggoven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roggoven is 0-for-2 in the game. Roggoven hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Consuegra fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Stewart hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy, who is chasing the ball. Stewart reaches third base with a triple. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stewart scores. It's 7-3, White Sox. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Klutz and he is out, Runnels applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Verbal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Verbal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clutz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Clutz reaches second base with a double. Verbal moves to third. Herb Noren pinch hits for Sandy Consuegra. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Verbal scores. Clutz moves to third. One out. It's 7-4, White Sox. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Yost hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cohn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mickey Harris now pitching. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a pop-up beyond first. Vernon can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Saul Raghavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raghavan is 0-for-3 in the game. Raghavan strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Ray Coleman now playing left field. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-3 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got four RBIs. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Verbal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Verbal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Klutz hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.